You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
You know one thing that God likes and will appreciate? That we tell God exactly how we feel. don't sugarcoat it. That's why I say go in your closet. So, you know, when you're in your closet, nobody else there but you and God. Then you can just tell him how you feel. My closet is my car. Just me, God, in the car, boy. And there's nobody else. I drive it, I know I can tell him exactly how I feel, and he can tell me exactly how he feels. That's right. What about it? I'm telling God how I feel, and he's telling me exactly how he feel about me. So that's the real prayer, because when we pray in public, you know we pray. You know, those are sentimental prayer. We pray the nice prayer, you know. The perfect prayer. You know, that one don't go anywhere. Just hit the ceiling and come back. God wants to hear the real us, you know. The real we. The real heart. What's coming. What you feel in your heart. And then he can guide you. And then he can talk to you. Acknowledge God in everything that we do. John chapter 15, verse 5. Why we should. Let's read again. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bear much fruit. For without me, you can't do nothing. Not one thing. Amen? So that's why we have to acknowledge him in all our ways. Because apart from God, we cannot do nothing. Apart from him. So, we got to just give it up, you know. We try in our own strength, in our own ways, and every time we fail. So why don't we just go with him? Last week, in that teaching, it says, this verse, he repeats himself seven times. Seven times, he used one word. Abide. Seven times. Abide. It's very important. So, he knew challenges coming. He knew that we're going to have a hard time to trust him. He knew it. So he's telling us, don't run, stay. Don't give up, stay. Stay with it. Abide means to stay. Don't quit. Stay with it. That's what he's saying seven times. And remember, I am with you. And apart from me, you can't do nothing. So where are you going? It's like when you put it together, we just have to sit down and come back to reality. He's saying, just stay with me. And then he finally tells us, apart from me, anyway, apart from me, you can't do nothing. So might as well you just what? Stay. Just remain. That's right. Just stay. Go through it because you're not alone. There's a scripture there, and we all know it as believers in church. He will never leave me nor forsake me. He's always going to be there for me. We're going to bear fruit. But in order for us to bear fruit, we got to stay. The dream will come true. But in order for that dream to come true, we got to stay with it. We got to stay with it. Stay with it. It's going to work out. You got to stay in order to see it. It says abide, 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 stay. So in order for you to stay, bring me to my last point. You have to practice self-control and patience. You have to what? Practice self-control and patience. And these are two things we struggle with. Self-control and patience. Brothers and sisters. They're brothers and sisters. We have to practice it. We have to choose to do it. If you look at Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4 says, let your conduct be without what? Covetousness. Be content with such thing as you have. For he himself has said, I will what? Never leave nor forsake you. So you have to practice self-control in there. You have to go back and he says, I got to behave myself. Let your conduct now in this matter be without covetousness. Be what? Content with such thing as you have. Big one. I'm going to be content. I'm going to go through my time. I'm going to go through my time of hardship right here. I'm not going to worry about that person over there. Yeah, and what they got. But I'm going to be contented in my situation. And I'm going to wait for my change. Because my change is going to come. If I can hold my peace. Because I got to be self-controlled to do it. If I can hold my peace. Let the Lord fight my battle. Then victory shall be mine. For sure it's going to be mine. But I have to do something. I got to what? Hold my peace. And that's not easy for us to do. Self-control. That's why I said, abide, 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 abide. Self-control. Got to control myself so that I can get the victory. If I hold my peace and let him fight the battle. Because I realize apart from him, I cannot do nothing. So I need him. So I need to hold my peace. I need to hold my tongue. I need to practice patience. Look at Romans 12, verse 12. I'm giving you these two here, self-control and patience. Brothers and sisters, they go together. You got to have both. Romans 12, verse 12. Rejoice in hope. Patient in what? Tribulation. Continue steadfastly in prayer. Don't change. Powerful. Rejoice.